Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to our show. It's been a while since we've been on the air. I've been dealing with the Mike Brown situation here in Ferguson. It's taken a lot. It's taken a lot out of us. It's sad what's going on. We want to let the family know that we're still supporting them, and you know we're there. We're here for you. Mike Brown, Gene Powell, Eric Corner, Von Derrick, Myers. You know, we are here supporting, and we will continue supporting. All right, so we have a special guest who's actually be our co-host, Sister Rhonda Truth from Fresh Talk Show. You may have heard her on our sister station earlier today, Human Rights Radio. So we're going to do a little poetry and entertainment for y'all tonight. I'm going to add a little bit of revolutionary stuff, a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of poetry and entertainment for you all. So, Rhonda, how you doing? You ready to do this?
I am wonderful tonight. You know, there's been a lot of turmoil going on in the United States this week, but I'm feeling good because we're here together.
That's right. That's right. And that's all that matters, right? We're here together.
It is. Yes, it is.
We're doing what we need to do to affect positive change in this world. So, you know, Rhonda, you got the platform, beloved. Tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself. You know, I told them that you're going to be co-hosting with us, and, you know, you're going to spit a couple pieces for us, too. So, you know, tell them a little bit about you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. My name is Rhonda. They know me as Rhonda Supreme here in New Jersey on Fresh Talk Radio. It's actually broadcasted on freeagentradio.com, and that's located in Burlington, New Jersey. A little bit about me is, you know, I kind of fell into radio through a high school friend, actually two high school friends, and I fell in love with it. So this is what I do. And, you know, I was educated at a black university, Howard University in Washington, D.C., and that's my second home, Washington, D.C. I do a lot of networking down in Washington. So I'm between New Jersey and Washington, D.C. a lot. And, you know, I'm pretty much involved in a lot of black businesses, just bringing them together, you know, hooking them up together to see who can help who, who's willing to share in all types of aspects of business. And we've seen a lot of businesses flourish in the last year, so we're really happy about that. So I'm looking forward to co-hosting with you as well. You know, this is just seems to be the next step in my process in the radio business, and I'm happy about it. I'm happy to be here.
And we happen to have you, beloved. We certainly happen to have you, no doubt, no doubt. Thanks for you know, supporting, you know, what we're about. So I
Absolutely.
Guess, you know, for sake of time, we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. If you got any revolutionary piece, you know, in light of, you know, what's going on, definitely spit your piece, and then I'll spit a few pieces as well. So if you like to go first, ladies first, cool. If not, you know, I'll go ahead and get the mic. So whatever you want to do is cool with me.
Well, let's see here. I can actually pull up something here. I have Let's see what I have. I have a poem It's actually for and about, it's for and about black women. And let's see here. Now, I want to start with Black Woman by Rhonda. It begins with a creator and nurturer, caregiver and teacher, delivered through and brought to you by God, not man, the Almighty, great I am, providing a message of hope, teaching to cope, rescuing every young black girl from the ways of this world, from negative thoughts, all the wrongs that she's taught, from her beginning, her birth, teach her her worth. Those who are deceived will eventually believe and will surely know, begin to feel a certain flow, a spirit and energy deep from within. It will begin to move through deep within you, make a new life with a meaning, spiritually gleaming. Now she knows she's a queen, overflowing with self-esteem. You like that?
Yo, I like that. That was hot. That was tight.
For the young girls, for our young queens, they need to know that they are queens and that, you know, we need to make sure their self-esteem is just overflowing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We definitely appreciate that piece. I got a couple of short pieces that I could actually do. And, yeah, most of my pieces are pretty short, but. You know, we'll get into it. I'm kind of feeling it a little bit. Yo, I was writing this piece. I'm actually still working on it. True independence. So it just kind of, like, tells you a little story. The spark was lit, a beacon of hope and light. A flame erupted, promoting the Magnificent 13. Another child falls victim to police brutality, while the father and mother are torn apart. List, we forget. For our sons and daughters, the world mourned. I stood among the mountains, out of the dark, and light so bright the blaze blinded my eye. I wondered and saw red, white, and blue, true independence, and I was amazed.
All right.
A little short piece.
Yeah, no, that was on point.
So I got an assignment for the listeners. Tell me what I'm really talking about. I want y'all to tell me what I'm talking about in that piece that I just shared with y'all. It talks about, you know, I gave some symbols. So y'all give me y'all feedback. Let me know what y'all think it means. And then I'll let you know whether or not you're right. So that's
Uh-oh.
How we're going to do that. So next show, I'm going to be looking for some answers. I'm going to need y'all to tell me what you think, you know, of that piece and what I'm actually saying. And I'll see that's a metaphor. So. Those of you that are, wise, you know, definitely let me know. So, Rhonda, you got another piece you'd like to share with us, or should I go ahead into my next piece?
Yeah, I want you to do your next piece, because I want to hear that. Yeah, I want to hear.
All right, cool. So the piece that I just read, that's dedicated to the movement, and also this is dedicated to the movement here, too. So all of those soldiers that we lost in police brutality, here we go. Can somebody please tell me why? Why did you leave me so soon? You are my light, my moon. You are my inspiration. Even though I may never see you again, you'll still remain my true friend. Why did you have to go off and leave me all alone? For me? This love for you still hasn't gone. I miss you so much, no word alone, even love, can express what I want to say. But God only knows I want you back in my life one day. I never thought tomorrow would end. It seems as though I know how to lose, but somehow never seem to win. Why can't you come back and mend this pain? Will my heart ever heal? I guess the truth is only time will reveal. I think of you every second, every minute of the hour, every day and month of the year. It's really difficult not seeing you or having you here. At night when I sleep, I refrain myself from crying and shedding a tear. You know the saying, a man ain't supposed to cry. But when I think about you, Trayvon, Eric Garner, Mike Brown, Vondrick Myers, to Jean Powell, countless others that we've lost to police brutality. I think about what you had to go through, and now that we have been through together, I thought I'd never see you go. Now I find it much harder drying these tears from my eyes, because they keep falling like precious rain from the sky. You see, when you left, I wanted to be alone and just die. I don't know what has kept me alive, but I keep thinking one day you'll come back to me. Can somebody please tell me why? If I could just hold you, hug you, and kiss you, I know you'd console me and hold my hand and show me things in this life I'll probably never understand. You'll always be my strength and help me through the days when I feel stunned and in a haze. My, oh my, the fun times we had, the ups and downs, will always be held in a sacred place. Can somebody please tell me why? So again, I'm dedicated to movement. My name is Yahweh, my host, the co-host of Sharonda. And, you know, we're doing it like that. This is for the revolution.
Yeah. Yes, for the revolution. Strong, strong words. Very strong words.
So that's how we're doing it. So we got this Freedom Fighter joint, right? Freedom Fighter joint. So, you know, but before I do that Freedom Fighter joint, let me dedicate this to the women, right? This is for this is the right woman.
Okay.
The right woman receives priority. She demands your love, your smile, your loyalty, your heart, your efforts, and your honesty. You may give her your time, your money, your car, and other gifts, but all she wants is you in her life, because you are her world. Is there any validity to that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. See, that I didn't want to touch on that until, see, things happen for a reason, because I had a poem pulled up by the name of Soul Seeker that I wrote, and I didn't want to read it because you were doing a little bit of revolutionary pieces, but that right there makes me feel like I can read it now. But I like that. Because, yes, there's some truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. Beautiful. I'll read it. It's called Soul Seeker. Okay? And it starts with, do you even see what life could really be? God placed it right here before you, provided it so that you would not have to search, find, or seek a woman providing perfect peace. But will you be like most men, lose her and later wish and then second guess it or regret it, eventually feel foolish because you didn't cherish what God gifted? Because your mind was twisted, immature, not tapped in to the power, the energy, the soul, instead relied on what society has told a man to believe, what only the eyes can see, the superficial, not the beauty within. What exists upon the surface of the skin, but will it inner being? Or will it wither your ability of seeing the truth and the light, providing clear sight? Only a true man can discern what can then, in turn, be appealing in the eyes of God. A good woman is needed to achieve one accord. But in the end, it is what a man chooses that determines in life whether he wins or loses. What should you truly be searching for? Finding the one who truly touches your core. See, I think that relates. I do.
I mean, that goes hand in hand for sure. I mean,
it does.
Thinking about the right woman, you know, because
yes.
Cassie's thinking it. Cassie's talking about this and that, but
It shouldn't be superficial. It shouldn't be what your eyes see. It should be what your heart feels. What touches the core, not what society says is beautiful and hot and you know, attractive. It should be within. You should feel something
right.
within your core, you know? That's how.
So check it out. For those that are listening in, you're listening to, you know, to our little show here. It's Poetry and Entertainment here on Swift Radio Show. And for those of you that don't know, just tuning in, you don't know what Swift is about, spoken word entertainment, publishing, that's what it is. That's what we're doing. And we're promoting, you know, this little revolutionary type piece. And, you know, we're dedicating this to the revolution.
Yes.
So, you know,
and
poetry and entertainment. That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right. And so, you know, we're broadcasting live. And the call-in number is area code 347-857-1587. 347-857-1587. Yo, you've been blessed by nothing but the best. You got Sister Rhonda from Fresh Talk Show. She, you know, she down with us. She holding it down. So she's going to be co-hosting with us.
Yes.
This other little Freedom Fighter piece. Go ahead, sister. You got any comments or questions or anything you want to say real quick before I get off into this piece?
Let's hear it.
All right, that's what's up. So this piece is entitled, let me see. This piece is entitled, I'm going to do this Freedom Fighting piece. All right, for the sake of time, let me get off into it. It says, the title is I Fight for My Freedom. I initially began writing this poem for Phoenix Cardone, a sister that was abducted here in St. Louis, Missouri. And so, you know, it just kind of goes well with the revolution. So here it is. I fight for my freedom, dictatorship unleashed. You control my overall freedom and basic aspects of life, including my movement, speech, medical, education, nutrition, hygiene, religion, recreation, socialization, and mental health. The only freedom I have left is that of my mind. There will be a revolution because I fight for my freedom. I came from a democratic society, and now you imprison me with your dictatorship, thus isolating me from my loved ones. You can keep your pendants because I fight for my freedom, humanity, justice, independence, and this caged bird will sing. This caged bird will be free. Even if no one ever comes for me, I shall illuminate an electrifying revolt. There will be a revolution because I fight for my freedom. I fight today for a better tomorrow. And that's that. I fight for my freedom.
Mm-hmm. And
so
we
most
are
of y'all know
fighting
that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Most of y'all that's listening, you know, you all familiar with Phoenix. Called on Phoenix, Sister Phoenix, C-O-L-D-O-N from Missouri. She was kidnapped. You know, it's been a few years, and we're still fighting for Phoenix. And you know, praying for her family
yeah.
as well. So you know, we want to keep Sister Phoenix and all of those brothers and sisters that's been abducted, you know, the 200 women that we don't even hear about no more in Africa that was the school girls that was kidnapped or abducted there. We want to remember them. You know, anyone that's missing persons, we want to remember them, and that piece is for them. Also, you know, we dedicate it to the movement, to the revolution. You know, St. Louis, we love y'all. We love L.A. We love what y'all are doing in solidarity with us. Yo, New York, we got mad love for you. New York, Philly, Jersey, everybody that's doing something that's trying to affect positive change, you know, that's supporting us in solidarity, Mike Brown, Kajini Powell, Vonderick Myers, and everybody else at the police lay down here. We call this Mike Brown Town. So, you know, we just want to reach out to everybody and let y'all know that we feel y'all, Iran, Iraq, you know, everybody that's supporting us, Canada, you know, everybody all around the states, you know, all 50 states, you know, if you're supporting us, if you're standing up for what we believe in, you're sending this
mm-hmm.
with us. Yo, we sending them shout out to you. Rhonda, take it home.
Yes, please. You know, it just seems like it's a little solemn, you know, out in the night tonight. I feel a little different. I feel just a little different today because even though we know what it is, we know what the reality of the situation is. Every time it hits us in our face, it just hurts a little bit more, you know? And I think about my sons. I have sons, and I think about what they deal with on a daily basis. And when I hear people say, you know, they're tired of hearing about racism, they're tired of hearing it. Well, guess what? We're tired of living it, you know? So I don't want to, you know, put anybody down for their views or whatever, but until you walk in our shoes, don't tell us what you're tired of hearing, because we're tired of living it. But we can make a change, and I know we can do it. I know we can do it, and I feel it in my soul that things will change in my lifetime, because there's people like, it's not just me and you, yeah, it's not just us. There are people who really believe like we do, and I believe that we're going to do something about the situation here in the United States in the immediate future. I just feel it. I know it. I don't think we're going to let these things happen without us doing something about it. I think the time is now. I feel mm-hmm. it, and I believe it with all my soul. I do.
Yeah, the time is definitely now. You know, it's sickening when you hear the mayor, the governor, get on media in the media or the news talking about exactly what you said, what they're tired of, and that the community don't need this and they don't need that. What about the Brown family? What about the human race? What about blacks here in America? What about Von Derrick Myers? What about Eugene Powell? We don't need that. We don't need to be executed. We don't need to be slaughtered. We don't need to be hung. We don't need to be shot while black. We don't need to be shot while driving. We don't need to be pulled over while black. We don't need to be frisked. We don't need to be none of this. We're tired
That's
of
right.
We're tired of being harassed. We're tired of the police brutality. We're tired of the mass incarceration. We're just plain damn tired. That's what we're tired of. We're tired of you rednecks. We're tired of you perpetrating. We're tired of you racists.
We're tired of the lies. We're tired of all the deception.
We're tired of the game y'all playing. We're tired too. We've been tired for a long time, and now we're saying that enough is enough, and we stand up and we're standing up. That's what we're tired of. We're tired of you.
That's right.
We're tired of you destroying our world and taking from us, raping our daughters and our sons and selling them, and killing our mothers and our fathers. We're tired of that. We're tired of you killing our sons and our daughters.
Right. So you tired?
Our fathers and our mothers.
You tired? We're more tired. How about that? Exactly.
We're tired of you raping our land, Mother Africa. We're tired of you with your scientific experiments. Tuberculosis, HIV, AIDS, experimentation,
Ebola.
We're tired of that. That's man-made stuff. That's man-made stuff that you created to kill
That's
us
right.
all. We're tired of that. Come on, what you
but
tired
guess what?
Of.
Guess what? It won't work. It won't work.
It ain't gonna work.
Because
over
that
5,000 people they executed with Ebola already.
That's right. They did. But it won't work because good always triumphs over evil. And we were the first man. We will be here to the end of time. It won't work. It won't work. We're not going to let it happen.
So we just have to continue speaking up, speaking out, standing up for what we believe in, and demanding and taking our freedom, period, by any and all means necessary, because an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere.
That's right. And we won't be quiet.
Period.
We will not be quiet.
We can't. We won't.
Stop.
We live in this dream. We're not living this dream. This is our reality. And the reality is that if we stop now, then everything that we do has been in vain.
So while we ride down the streets,
we got these white business owners and businesses on Southside St. Louis. People are boarding up their businesses and then with this plywood, and now they're decorating this plywood with art and graphics and stuff. You know, to send a message that you know we ready for y'all. You know, we gonna board up our stuff. You got people that are looting. You got people that are burning properties and stuff. But those are not the protesters. You know, those
no,
are
they're
the
not.
Infiltrators.
Those
are those
opportunists.
Those are the agitators. Those are the opportunists. Those are the police, undercover cops
exactly.
that are doing stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
don't be fooled.
Intel. They send their intel. Their intel is the ones that's doing this stuff because they might look like you.
Exactly.
They might be black. You want to
they
follow
are,
through what they're doing, but guess what? They're going to lock you up, and they're going to charge you with everything.
They will lock you up even though they did it. They did it, and they will lock you up. They're agitators. They're inciters. They're inciting riots.
And
it's not the people who live there.
Absolutely. Mm. And it's not by coincidence that the fire trucks was not even in Ferguson. The whole city went up in flames. The North County, Ferguson, it went up in flames. Business after business after business after business. And no fire truck came through to put out the fire.
And don't believe the media saying that they were held back by gunfire, because it's a lie.
They were not. There was no gunshots.
Don't believe the media.
Matter of fact, whatever happened to the National Guard? The 400 National Guards of California.
Yeah, where were
South
they?
City,
where
and
were they?
The 150
they?
National Guards that was in Ferguson.
Where were they?
Where was the National Guard last night?
Where were
no
they?
No one was in sight in Ferguson.
No.
Nor were they in sight in South St. Louis. Where were they at? Where were they at?
And believe me, and they are available. It's just odd that they weren't available last night.
You got tanks and stuff everywhere, all over St. Louis.
Everywhere.
You ain't got no National Guard.
They're available any other time. They're available any other time.
Back in August, you deployed the National Guard here in Ferguson, Missouri, and, you know, against peaceful demonstrators. That's what you did for peaceful demonstrators.
They wanted it to burn. They wanted it to burn.
Snipers and everything. Yeah, snipers and everything on the roof. But then when this jump off, when the verdict actually come out, the announcement actually come out, ain't nobody around. Ain't nobody to stop nothing. Our police around us.
Oh, it's all a facade. It's all a facade. We already know this. I just don't want the general public to even believe that what the media is telling everyone is the truth. Do not believe it. Do not believe it.
Don't believe the hype.
Absolutely.
Don't believe the hype. The revolution
you
will
know,
not be televised.
What bothered me the most about the whole situation, besides the fact that we already knew what the verdict was going to be, I mean, deep down in our hearts, we knew. But what bothered me the most when they said that the reason why they came to the verdict that they did, that they were not going to bring charges against that officer, is because of the photographs and of him going to the hospital with injuries to his person. And I saw those photographs, and I'm staring at it with a magnifying glass, and I'm trying to find these injuries that they're talking about, and I don't see anything on this man. And I'm trying to think, do they think we're dumb? Or do they think, I mean, I know they want to believe it, but I know I'm not blind. I didn't see a single mark on this man. I saw his face was a little red, but I'm sure it was. He just killed someone. He was upset. He was probably afraid. That's the only thing I saw on him was a blushing face. I didn't see any bruises. I didn't see any cuts. I didn't see any scratches. What are these photographs? What were they supposed to prove? Because they didn't prove anything to me.
Exactly.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Exactly.
I don't get
I mean,
it. I don't
like
know
that,
what
that
was
whole,
supposed to prove.
Kind of like that whole Zimmerman piece where, you know, they claim that he had marks and all this stuff. But, you know, that stuff came after the fact, you know.
But
you
they
know,
did.
So
I saw these photos and there was no mark. There was not a mark on him. So what were they trying to say? I don't understand. I'm confused. I don't understand. At all.
I mean, they've been lying from the get-go. He indicted himself. Officer Darren Wilson indicted himself with his controversy.
Unbelievable.
So we got about 50 seconds left. So,
yes, we do.
Beloved, I'll let you go ahead and close us out. Again, y'all listen to Swift Radio here, poetry and entertainment. That's what we're demonstrating with. It's a revolutionary
yes.
piece, so this is to the revolution. Just to go ahead.
What I want to say is I want to thank you for inviting me to co-host with you. I am looking forward to doing this once again. I am feeling fortunate to be here tonight on this program, and I think our words were heard. I do believe that. I'm looking forward to coming back and doing this again with you, Brother Yah. Thank you so much.
Definitely not a problem. All right, everybody, you heard it. Our co-host, Sister Rhonda, she'll be back. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Peace, love, happiness. Sister, last words.
Peace and love.
All right. That's it. Peace and love. But we're on a countdown. Until next time. Peace.
Peace.